of Ant Group, just days before the fintech firm was due to float its shares in a dual listing both there and in Hong Kong. It was expected to be the world's most valuable IPO ever, potentially raising $34 billion, and had been given the green light for the sale. But China's foreign ministry said the decision had been taken to better safeguard capital market stability and protect investor rights. Ant's online lending business was said to be a concern. New rules were published, forcing such lenders to back their loans with more of their own capital. The shelving of Ant's IPO is a blow to Jack Ma, its founder. Uber, Lyft and other companies that work in the gig economy won a big victory in California when voters approved a measure that will allow them to avoid reclassifying their drivers as employees. The companies will not now have to comply with the state law compelling them to provide benefits like sick pay to drivers, although some have pledged to offer more protections. Uber and its allies spent $200 million supporting the measure, the most expensive ever campaign for a ballot initiative in the state. BMW had a bumper third quarter, driven by a surge in sales in China, which were up by 31% year on year. Sales in Europe also rose, but the carmaker warned that its business remains volatile because of COVID-19. Its global deliveries were still 12.5% lower in the first 9 months than the same period last year. The euro area's GDP expanded by 12.7% in the third quarter by comparison with the previous 3 months, bouncing back from recession. Year on year, however, the currency bloc's economy shrank by 4.3%. America's economy also pulled out of recession, growing by 7.4% in the third quarter, though year on year it was down by 2.9%. Turkey's annual inflation rate ticked up to 11.9% in October. The lira, which has lost around a third of its value against the dollar this year, fell to another new low.